There
All
we go.
right. It is October 21st of 2025 at 6 p.m. It's an electronic board meeting via Zoom. So we'll begin with a roll call. Steve Reeves.
Brittany Hill, Nicole Boucher,
Stacy Phillips,
John Milkey.
Greg Greenwell.
All right. And then others that are on the call, if you guys would just mention your name real quick.
Had Dr. Dave.
Angelise Bader.
Casey Arrington.
And I don't see
Perfect.
anybody in the waiting room, so.
So we'll go on to our public comment. Since there's nobody else, there is no public comment. So we go to consent items. Our consent items are the September 23rd electronic board meeting minutes. So we'll need those for approval. Everyone's had a chance to review those. Any questions or comments on that? Guess not. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent items.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
We both second.
We'll second together.
Stacy, Nicole, and Brittany both. Well, Stacy makes the motion. Nicole and Brittany second. So all in favor, Steve Reeve, aye.
Brittany Hill, aye.
Nicole Boucher, aye.
Stacy Phillips, aye.
John Melky, aye.
Brad Greenwell, aye.
All right, motion passes. So Dr. Dave wants to tell us all about the administrative report and the state of the school.
Yeah, I'm just going to start sharing my screen just so we can have the agenda up here. So that will help us maybe a little bit more. All right, so for the state of the school, I did want to jump down to that second bullet first. Just the reason why I put this on the agenda is just for documentation and discussion that I sent those statistics to you guys from the health department. This is something that I do, we do, I believe it's every other year, and it's for the maturation and sex education assurances that I have to fill out. And so anyways, I'm just formally documenting that I sent that out earlier this week, and that was something that I'd asked you guys to review and look over those stats.
It
so,
was quite eye-opening looking at it. That was, you know, numbers that I'd never really, big changes.
Yep.
Not in good ways.
Yeah, not, no, they're not fun stats by any means, so. All right, regarding the state of the school, so we just recently finished our cookie dough fundraiser. This was phenomenal. I mean, yes, staff and students sold $120,000 worth of cookie dough. So
wow.
That is phenomenal, and it's our new record. So we're so proud of our students, and we get at least 50,000 of that. So that's great. You know, we put that towards field trips and activities, that type of thing. So we're so proud of the hard work of our students and our families. And like I said, even our employees were buying the cookie dough for our school. So it's fantastic. We're in the mid cycle for our accreditation. And so I believe it was 3 years ago when we had our big accreditation review. And so now we're midway through that 6 year cycle. And so we had another report that we needed to fill out that was due November 1st, but we wanted to submit it early in case there were things that we needed to change and we needed feedback. So we did submit that about a week ago, and I got the report today. So we did a fantastic job. The options that they can mark for that accreditation are continued accredited status or accredited under review. So you're either good with what you're doing and you're making progress towards the goals that you set 3 years ago, or you're still credited, but you have some things to fix. So we passed. So we are continued accredited status. So that was good and reassuring to get that email today that said we are making good progress towards the goals that were set 3 years ago. So
nice work, Dave and team. I know that's a ton of work, so that's commendable. Good job.
Yes. Yeah,
so, how often is the accreditation?
So it's every 6 years.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
This is our third year And so they do a mid-cycle review where they check and see how you're doing. So this was, Sean probably has that coming up next year or the year after.
Yeah, next year, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to help and I have tips and tricks for you. So, but yeah,
that's awesome.
It went really well. But yeah, that's our state of the school report.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Dave. That's awesome. It's always impressive. Every year we think, you know, with your fundraiser, you're like, okay, we've hit kind of the ceiling, and every year you guys keep exceeding. So,
and it gets more expensive. You know what I mean? Like the cookie dough was more expensive. I guess it was still $25, but I mean, when I first started doing this, it was $20, you know, so they've jumped at $5. And anyways, but yeah, they've done great.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys for all your awesome work. So we'll now, for the voting and discussion items, we'll go through the RFP that was submitted by Red Apple, and Dr. Dave will kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'll just kind of go through the process and how this all laid out, what we did. So we'd submitted that RFP, and I'm going to pull it up so you guys can see. It's a little bit lower down here. So you can see the RFP that we posted on our website, and you can see the dates that are there. And this is just the requirements, the things that we asked to be submitted to our school so that we could review. We had a scoring committee. It was myself, Steve, and Brett that scored the RFP that we received from Red Apple. So this was broken up into cost criteria and non-cost criteria. So the very first part of their proposal that they submitted was the cost. And so you can see that right here. I'll go over how we scored in just a little bit. I just wanted to show you quickly what was submitted to us. And then here's the rest of the proposal from Red Apple. And you can see the different sections that we asked them to fill out. Oh.
Just in case.
I don't think anyone's in the waiting room. But let me... Are you guys okay if I stop sharing for just a minute? My screen? I just want to double check and make sure I'm not missing anyone. Yep, we're good. Okay. Thanks for the check. All right. Okay. Experience and qualifications. We met last week, and here's our score sheet that we used. It was broken up again into the non-cost criteria and then also the cost criteria. Scope and services, experience and qualifications, references, proposal format and compliance. So did they follow the format that we asked them to follow? And then section B was just the cost proposal that was submitted as a separate document. So when we went through this, first that non-cost, it was interesting because though we graded this, we looked at it independently. When we came back together, our scores were the same, not exact same in every category, but the total score ended up being the same, which was 89 out of 100. So our first area was the scope of services. We talked about there being good coverage of financial, HR, and compliance areas. But of course, it does not include school operations or educational or legal support. And so this top area, the scope of services one, was the one that we scored the lowest. When you go to experience and qualifications, we scored that very high, almost top points, and one of us scored at top points. And then for references, top points for that one as well. Proposal format, they hit everything that we needed them to. And then when we went to cost, our scores were the same as well. Not quite top, just because it's still an expensive thing. I had forgotten that there was that $15,000 startup fee, but Brett hadn't forgotten that. So anyways, that was just discussion that we had. Either way, when we scored these this proposal and the discussion that we had, we ended up giving them a total of 89 out of 100, which is still a very strong score. So it was pretty impressive as we read through it. All right. That's it for that part, Steve.
Okay.
Well, I guess I should ask if anyone has any questions about
it. I was going to say, is there any questions? Does anybody want to know more? Anybody?
The only question I have, Dave, is that 15,000 startup, is that every I mean,
It's a one time.
a one time, okay.
Yeah, it's a one time. And when you think about the transition, so I guess I should mention this too. We only received one proposal. And so that's so we were just scoring Red Apple, but it is a lot of work to transition. So to go from one company to another, it can be very time consuming. There's a lot of documents, a lot of discussions that need to happen. So I do understand the $15,000, with that whole process, because I mean, technically we have less than a month that we need to get this transition done. So
And
around.
that might be something. So we'd actually initially stated that we were looking to do a transition in January, but our previous provider stated they wanted us to be done by like November 14th. And so we had to adjust the RFP and try to make sure the transition period we could meet their expectations. And so that was another step that we had to do to make sure that we would be able to meet those obligations.
Yeah. So any other questions about the process that we went through or the RFP itself?
I just ask really quick, Dr. Dave, what the plan is for legal?
Yeah, so I've spoken with another director who has three individuals that they work with, and actually Stacy could answer to this as well, because I believe she's used the same individual. So some names were submitted to me, of individuals that we can contact. Our previous legal individual actually associated very closely with this person that I'm discussing, and so anyways, I know this person has a lot of knowledge. She's most likely the one that I will be reaching out to, but again, there are three options that Janie and I were discussing last week of individuals who could meet that if needed.
And that would just be on a per
Yeah, that's
basis
not, yes,
per
exactly. So
diem.
that would
Yeah.
be like an hourly rate or as needed type thing.
But we wouldn't have to do a retaining fee or anything like that. It would just be a
Nope.
fee for service.
And Stacy, maybe you could add to that because it's something in the past.
Sure. When I was the director of Voyage, I didn't have legal services through a service provider either, and I used one of the individuals that he's talking about. And I had 1 year that I had a crazy situation that went from like Halloween, started on Halloween, and didn't resolve itself until like February. And I still ended up paying this individual under $10,000. Like, she's very reasonable. And most years, I paid her a couple thousand dollars. I did go through a due process hearing that I had her facilitate. That was under $10,000. So anyway, we have a resource if needed. Dave has three. There's not just one. So if we, there's other options out there. So I feel confident that we can have legal covered if needed.
Now, if we go with somebody like that, or obviously we're going to be going with somebody like that, do they just provide service to us when we ask for it, or will they occasionally be doing like audits on us? Because sometimes it's like what we don't know. And so we'd hate to miss something, or is it just we have to reach out to them and get advice or, get their legal advice and
We would have to reach out to them. The one thing that she did do for my board is every spring she would come do a legislative update at the board meeting that she put together. So that's something that she did. But yeah, it's just as we needed it, we would just call on her. She didn't do audits or anything like that for us. I mean, I'm sure we can pay them to do anything, honestly. Oh.
I just would hate to have something fall through the cracks that we didn't know was quote unquote illegal or,
Well,
not following
and
protocol.
I think on that point, I think that's what a lot of Red Apple will be able to do as far as for the most of things, they'll be able to monitor and make sure that financially and in those areas that we're following.
That's good.
And if I'll just jump in really quick. Kind of being on the committee, that was one of the things that we kind of talked about. So we did do like a gap analysis basically, where we went through and listed all the services that we could get through comprehensive or just to make sure that, like you said, Brittany, nothing was going to fall through the cracks. I think we all agree that Steve looks good in orange, and so
Not all orange. Not
I think
all orange.
we all had the same concerns, right? We want what's best for the school, but we also you have to offset that with being protected legally and looking at all the compliance. And so doing the gap analysis, I think there's really good, I don't want to call it a patchwork, but I think there's a different approach that we could take where maybe it's not all under one roof, but the cost benefit was there. And then also it's the only proposal that was submitted for us to even review. So
And then, so sorry. And our biggest reason for needing, I mean, wanting something different, it was a cost issue, correct? Or no?
well, part of it was that our agreement, our contract had expired, right? So we needed to put out an RFP anyways. The fact of the matter is we received one bid, and so that limits our options, right? I'm happy with what was sent to us, but ultimately that's what it comes down to is we put out the RFP and we received one response.
Any other questions? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the recommendation to award the RFP to Red Apple.
All motion.
I will second.
So, Nicole and Brittany, all in favor? Steve Reeve, aye.
Brittany Hill, aye.
Nicole Boucher, aye.
Stacy Phillips, I'm going to abstain.
John Melkey, aye.
Greenwell, aye.
Motion passes. We do need to discuss the approved curriculum and materials approved by the Curriculum Materials Review Committee.
Yes. So again, this is something that we do every single year. There are a set of assurances that I fill out for the state and submit. And this is a meeting that I have with our community council, who is our Curriculum Materials Review Committee. So we met as a community council, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, and we reviewed this curriculum that's on the screen right now. It has not changed for years. So this is what has been approved year after year and has worked for our health teacher. And it's Procter and Gamble. So it's for maturation, it's Procter and Gamble, always changing and growing up. And we have our school nurse, who's also a nurse in Weber School District. She comes every year and she does our maturation training for us. And then you can see the curriculum that we use and presentations that we use. It's the same that I presented last year. So we have the contraceptive presentation, the human reproductive presentation, and then we use the Prentice Hall health textbook. And then there's always health department statistics and FAQ that are available to the teacher as well. So it's recommended that we approve the curriculum materials that were approved by the Curriculum Materials Review Committee.
Any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the curriculum and materials as recommended by our Curriculum Materials Review Committee.
I'll make
I'll
that
make that
motion.
motion. I'll second then.
Perfect.
Daisy makes a motion and Brittany seconds. All in favor, Steve Revai.
Brittany Hill, aye.
Nicole Boucher, aye.
Stacy Phillips, aye.
John Milkey, aye.
Greg Greenwell, aye.
Okay, motion passes. Our last item is just to discuss our calendaring. So November 20th, we have a meeting scheduled for our strategy planning session, which will be November 20th at 6 p.m. And then the next board meeting would be Tuesday, November 9th at 6 p.m. And that would be a via Zoom meeting.
So
Okay.
I just found out I am going to be out of town on the 9th and probably unavailable because I will be out of the country
We
on the
normally
9th.
end up
So,
canceling the December one anyways.
yeah. So, are we, when were we having that strategy meeting. Was that it?
Yeah,
The
that's the
20th.
November one. Okay,
November
that's the
20th.
20th.
Yeah.
Okay. So the regular board meeting will be the 9th.
Yeah, note that that's a
Okay.
Thursday, right? Didn't we change it to a Thursday?
We
We
did.
did.
Yeah. Okay.
So, any conflicts or anything else that we need to discuss?
Nope.
Tyler and Brittany being gone on the 9th.
Being
But
gone on the
we have so many that we have to have, and I think we've had our number of board meetings. So if we don't need anything, if there's nothing that we need to cover in December, we will cancel that one. And it is via Zoom. So, all right, nothing else to schedule. That brings us to the end of the agenda, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
All
Motion.
motion.
Nicole motions.
I'll second.
Brett seconds. All in favor, Steve Revi.
Brittany Howe, aye. Nicole Boucher, aye. Stacy
John
Phillips,
Alfie,
aye.
aye. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
Brett Greenwell, aye.
All right. So, thank you, everyone. That adjourns the meeting. Appreciate you all being here. I want to say thank you to Dr. Dave and, well, I guess the RFP committee. I mean, Dr. Dave and his team has been phenomenal in putting things together and getting things ready to go and making sure that we had all the plans and everything set. So, thank you to the administration for all you guys do each day and each week and each month and all year. Making it
You're
so
amazing.
successful. You guys
Thank
are
you
great.
guys. We appreciate you
Amazing.
guys coming together last minute with us, and not last minute, but an additional board meeting. So thank you for your time. We know you guys have jobs and families and responsibilities, so this is volunteer work, and we appreciate you helping us out.